Tape number 4 in the series on the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism, compiled and arranged by Reverend Thomas E. Cox. Lesson 7th on the Incarnation and Redemption. Question 65. How many natures are there in Jesus Christ? In Jesus Christ there are two natures, the nature of God and the nature of man. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead corporally. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. I know who thou art, the Holy One of God. Mark chapter 1, verse 24. Some said, he is a good man. John chapter 7, verse 12. Son of David. Matthew chapter 9, verse 27 and chapter 1, verse 1. Son of the living God, Matthew chapter 16, verse 16, and John chapter 6, verse 70. Son of man, Matthew chapter 26, verse 64. Jesus, Son of God, Matthew chapter 8, verse 29. O Lord, thou Son of David, Matthew chapter 15, verse 22. Jesus, the Son of the Most High God, Mark chapter 5, verse 7. Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary? Mark chapter 6, verse 3. How came this man by all these things? And what wisdom is this that is given to him, and such mighty works as are wrought by his hands? Mark chapter 6, verse 2. All things were created by him and in him, and he is before all, and by him all things consist. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, and John chapter 1, verse 3. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men, and in habit found as a man. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. My brethren, who are Israelites, of whom is Christ according to the flesh, who is over all things, God blessed forever. Romans chapter 9, verse 3 to 5. Because he is the Son of Man, all that are in the graves shall hear the voice of the Son of God. John chapter 5, verse 27 and 28. Question 66. Is Jesus Christ more than one person? No, Jesus Christ is but one divine person. The Pharisees being gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, What think you of Christ? Whose son is he? They say to him, David's. He saith to them, How then doth David in spirit call him Lord? Saying, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit on my right hand. Matthew chapter 22, verse 41 to 44, Mark chapter 12, verse 35 to 37, Luke chapter 20, verse 41 to 44, and Psalms 109, verse 1. All kings of the earth shall adore him, all nations shall serve him. Psalms chapter 71, verse 11. Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Apocalypse, chapter 1, verse 5. Every spirit that dissolveth Jesus is not of God. 1 John, chapter 4, verse 3. Question 67. Was Jesus Christ always God? Jesus Christ was always God, as he is the second person of the Blessed Trinity, equal to his Father from all eternity. From the womb before the day star I begot thee. Psalms chapter 109, verse 3. Before Abraham was made, I am. John chapter 8, verse 58. I and the Father are one. John chapter 10, verse 30. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. John chapter 1, verse 1. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Matthew chapter 17, verse 5, and chapter 3, verse 17. Who thought it not robbery to be equal with God? Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he did not only break the Sabbath, but also said God was his Father, making himself equal to God. John chapter 5, verse 18, and Wisdom chapter 2, verse 13. I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me. John chapter 8, verse 16. Now glorify thou me, O Father, with thyself, with the glory which I had before the world was with thee. John chapter 17, verse 5. Father, I will that where I am, they also whom thou hast given me may be with me, that they may see my glory which thou hast given me, because thou hast loved me before the creation of the world. John chapter 17, verse 24. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For in him were all things created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created by him and in him, and he is before all, and by him all things consist. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 to 17. His going forth is from the beginning and from the days of eternity. Micaiah chapter 5, verse 2. Question 68. Was Jesus Christ always man? Jesus Christ was not always man, but became man at the time of his incarnation. When the fullness of the time was come, God sent his Son, made of a woman. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. The Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. John chapter 1, verse 14. For God so loved the world as to give his only begotten Son. John chapter 3, verse 16, and 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. For this was I born, and for this came I into the world. John chapter 18, verse 37. Jesus therefore was born in the days of King Herod. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Question 69. What do you mean by the incarnation? By the incarnation I mean that the Son of God was made man. The Word was made flesh. John chapter 1 verse 14. God sent his Son, made of a woman. Galatians chapter 4 verse 4. Christ, being in the form of God, emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men, and in habit found as a man. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 7. God shall come manifestly. Psalms chapter 49, verse 3. This is our God. He was seen upon earth and conversed with men. Baruch chapter 3, verse 36 to 38. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 9. Wherefore it behooved him in all things to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a propitiation for the sins of the people. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17. Because the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself in like manner hath been partaker of the same. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. God hath visited his people. Luke chapter 7, verse 16. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. For God so loved the world as to give his only begotten Son. John chapter 3, verse 16. 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. Yea, Lord, I have believed that thou art Christ, the Son of the living God, who art come into this world. John chapter 11, verse 27. the Son of God appeared. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and of sin, hath condemned sin in the flesh. Romans chapter 8, verse 3. Many seducers are gone out into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. 2 John chapter 1, verse 7. Question 70. How was the Son of God made man? The Son of God was conceived and made man by the power of the Holy Ghost in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. And therefore also the Holy which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Luke chapter 1, verse 35. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Luke chapter 1, verse 31, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Now the generation of Christ was in this wise: whenas his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Question 71. Is the Blessed Virgin Mary truly the Mother of God? The Blessed Virgin Mary is truly the Mother of God, because the same divine person who is the Son of God is also the Son of the Blessed Virgin Mary. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High. Luke chapter 1, verse 31 and 32. And therefore also the Holy which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Luke chapter 1, verse 35. His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Joseph, son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. Whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Luke chapter 1, verse 43. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. Luke chapter 1, verse 46 and 47. And entering into the house, they found the child with Mary his mother, and falling down they adored him. Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. A child is born to us, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, God the Mighty. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Blessed is the womb that bore thee, and the paps that gave thee suck. Luke chapter 11, verse 27. And his mother said to him, Son, why hast thou done so to us? Luke chapter 4, verse 48. There was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. John chapter 2, verse 1. His mother and his brethren came, and standing without, sent unto him. Mark chapter 3, verse 31. Matthew chapter 12, verse 46. There stood by the cross of Jesus his mother. John chapter 19, verse 25. When Jesus therefore had seen his mother, and the disciple standing whom he loved, he saith to his mother, Woman, behold thy son. John chapter 19, verse 26. Is not his mother called Mary? Matthew chapter 13, verse 55, and Mark chapter 6, verse 3. He that made me rested in my tabernacle. Ecclesiasticus chapter 24, verse 12. Question 72. did the Son of God become man immediately after the sin of our first parents? The Son of God did not become man immediately after the sin of our first parents, but was promised to them as a Redeemer. When the fullness of the time was come, God sent His Son, made of a woman. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. Jesus, therefore, was born in Bethlehem of Judah in the days of King Herod. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Christ, foreknown indeed before the foundation of the world, but manifested in the last times for you. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 20. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not near. A star shall rise out of Jacob, and a scepter shall spring up from Israel. Numbers chapter 24, verse 17. The Lord thy God will raise up to thee a prophet of thy nation and of thy brethren. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15. God shall come manifestly. Psalms chapter 49, verse 3. I will perform the good word that I have spoken to the house of Israel. I will make the bud of justice to spring forth unto David, and he shall do judgment and justice in the earth. In those days shall Judah be saved, and this is the name that they shall call him, the Lord, our Just One. Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 14 to 16. The scepter shall not be taken away from Judah, nor a ruler from his thigh, till he come that is to be sent, and he shall be the expectation of nations. Genesis chapter 49, verse 10. Know thou therefore, and take notice, that from the going forth of the word to build up Jerusalem again unto Christ the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. Daniel chapter 9, verse 25. Question 73. How could they be saved who lived before the Son of God became man? They who lived before the Son of God became man could be saved by believing in a Redeemer to come and by keeping the commandments. They drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. For until the law, sin was in the world, but it was not imputed when the law was not. But death reigned from Adam unto Moses, even over them also who have not sinned after the similitude of the transgression of Adam. Romans chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. All these died according to faith, not having received the promises, but beholding them afar off, and saluting them, and confessing that they are pilgrims and strangers on the earth. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13. Now faith is the substance of things to be hoped for, the evidence of things that appear not. For by this the ancients obtained a testimony. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. Abraham believed God, and it was reputed to him to justice. James chapter 2, verse 23. Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. Romans chapter 4, verse 3. And Galatians chapter 3, verse 6. Before the faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto that faith which was to be revealed. Wherefore the law was our pedagogue in Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Galatians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. They cried to thee, and they were saved. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. Psalms chapter 21, verse 6. O God, our Savior, who art the hope of all the ends of the earth. Psalms chapter 64, verse 6. Question 74. On what day was the Son of God conceived and made man? The Son of God was conceived and made man on Annunciation Day, the day on which the angel Gabriel announced to the Blessed Virgin Mary that she was to be the mother of God. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. The angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, and the virgin's name was Mary. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. And the angel said to her, Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Luke chapter 1, verse 30 and 31. The power of the Most High shall overshadow thee, and therefore also the Holy which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Luke chapter 1, verse 35. And the Word was made flesh. John chapter 1, verse 14. Question 75. On what day was Christ born? Christ was born on Christmas Day in a stable at Bethlehem, nearly 1900 years ago. Jesus, therefore, was born in Bethlehem of Judah in the days of King Herod. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Doth not the Scripture say that Christ cometh of the seed of David and from Bethlehem? John chapter 7, verse 42. And thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, art a little one among the thousands of Judah. Out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be the ruler in Israel. Micaiah chapter 5, verse 2, and Matthew chapter 2, verse 6. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him up in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Luke chapter 2, verse 7. This day is born to you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, in the city of David. Luke chapter 2, verse 11. Question 76. How long did Christ live on earth? Christ lived on earth about 33 years, and led a most holy life in poverty and suffering. And Jesus himself, on entering public life, was beginning about the age of 30 years. Luke chapter 3, verse 23. After 62 weeks, Christ shall be slain. Daniel chapter 9, verse 24. Who went about doing good? Acts chapter 10, verse 38. He hath done all things well. Mark chapter 7, verse 37. Indeed, this was a just man. Luke chapter 23, verse 47. The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Matthew chapter 8, verse 20, and Luke chapter 9, verse 58. Question 77. Why did Christ live so long on earth? Christ lived so long on earth to show us the way to heaven by his teachings and example. For God so loved the world as to give his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him may not perish, but may have life everlasting. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God sent not his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world may be saved by him. John chapter 3, verse 17. He went through the villages round about teaching. Mark chapter 6, verse 6. He taught in their synagogues. Luke chapter 4, verse 15. They shall all be taught of God. John chapter 6, verse 45, and Isaiah chapter 54, verse 13. Who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. For I have given you an example, that as I have done to you, so you do also. John chapter 13, verse 15. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, that I may perfect his work. John chapter 4, verse 34. Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business? Luke chapter 2, verse 49. I am come that they may have life, and may have it more abundantly. John chapter 10, verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke chapter 19, verse 10, and Matthew chapter 18, verse 11. To other cities also I must preach the kingdom of God, for therefore am I sent. Luke chapter 4, verse 43. For this I came into the world, that I should give testimony to the truth. John chapter 18, verse 37. For this purpose the Son of God appeared, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. I have given thee to be the light of the Gentiles. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 6, and 42, verse 6, and Acts chapter 13, verse 47. Lesson 8 in the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism, on our Lord's Passion, Death, Resurrection, and Ascension. Question 78. What did Jesus Christ suffer? Jesus Christ suffered a bloody sweat, a cruel scourging, was crowned with thorns, and was crucified. The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the ancients, and be killed. Luke chapter 9, verse 22. He shall be delivered to the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and scourged, and spit upon. They will put him to death. Luke chapter 18, verse 32 and 33. And they shall mock him, and spit on him, and scourge him, and kill him. Mark chapter 10, verse 34. From that time Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, and suffer many things from the ancients, and scribes, and chief priests, and be put to death. Matthew chapter 16, verse 21, Matthew chapter 17, verse 21, and Luke chapter 9, verse 44. Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed to the chief priests and the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles, to be mocked, scourged, and crucified. Matthew chapter 20, verses 18 and 19. And they shall say to him, What are these wounds in the midst of thy hands? And he shall say, With these I was wounded in the house of them that loved me. Zacharias chapter 13, verse 6. He shall give his cheek to him that striketh him, he shall be filled with reproaches. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 30. I have given my body to the strikers, and my cheeks to them that pluck them. I have not turned away my face from them that rebuked me and spit upon me. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 6, Mark chapter 14, verse 65, Luke chapter 22, verse 63 and 64, and Matthew chapter 26, verse 67. With a rod shall they strike the cheek of the judge of Israel. Micaiah chapter 5, verse 1, and Mark chapter 15, verse 19. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. Zacharias chapter 13, verse 7, Matthew chapter 26, verse 31, and Mark chapter 14, verse 27. I have trodden the winepress alone. Isaiah chapter 63, verse 3. Whom hast thou reproached? And whom hast thou blasphemed? Against whom hast thou exalted thy voice, and lifted up thy eyes on high? Against the Holy One of Israel. 4 Kings chapter 19, verse 22. And they weighed for my wages 30 pieces of silver. Zacharias chapter 11, verse 12. Matthew chapter 26, verse 15, and 27, verse 9. They shall look upon me whom they have pierced. Zacharias chapter 12, verse 10, and John chapter 19, verse 37. After 62 weeks, Christ shall be slain. Daniel chapter 9, verse 26. Why have the Gentiles raged, and the people devised vain things? Psalms chapter 2, verse 1, and Acts chapter 4, verse 25. The kings of the earth stood up, and the princes met together against the Lord and against his Christ. Psalms chapter 2, verse 2, and Acts chapter 4, verse 26. Let us therefore lie in wait for the just, because he is not for our turn, and he is contrary to our doings, and upbraideth us with transgressions of the law, and divulgeth against us the sins of our way of life. He calleth himself the Son of God. Let us examine him by outrages and tortures, that we may know his meekness and try his patience. Let us condemn him to a most shameful death, for there shall be respect had unto him by his words. Wisdom chapter 2, verse 12 and 13, and 19 and 20. The mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful man is opened against me. They have spoken against me with deceitful tongues, and they have compassed me about with words of hatred, and have fought against me without cause. Psalms chapter 108, verses 2 and 3. For many dogs have encompassed me, the counsel of the malignant hath besieged me. They have dug my hands and feet, they have numbered all my bones, and they have looked and stared upon me. They parted my garments amongst them, and upon my vesture they cast lots. Psalms chapter 21, verse 17 to 19. For even the man of my peace, in whom I trusted, who eat my bread, hath greatly supplanted me. Psalms chapter 40, verse 10, John chapter 13, verse 18, and Acts chapter 1, verse 16. Despised and the most abject of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with infirmity. Surely he hath borne our infirmities and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our iniquities. He was bruised for our sins. He shall be led as a sheep to the slaughter, and shall be dumb as a lamb before his shearer. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3 to 7, Mark chapter 9, verse 11, Matthew chapter 8, verse 17, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3, and Acts chapter 8, verse 32. I am a worm and no man. All they that saw me have laughed me to scorn. They have spoken with the lips and wagged the head. Psalms chapter 21, verse 7 and 8, and 34, verse 16, Matthew chapter 27, verse 39 and 40, and Mark chapter 15, verse 29. O all ye that pass by the way, attend and see if there be any sorrow like to my sorrow. Lamentations, chapter 1, verse 12. Those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Acts, chapter 3, verse 18. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. John, chapter 10, verse 11, and 10, verse 15. This is my blood of the New Testament, which shall be shed for many. Mark, chapter 14, verse 24, Matthew, chapter 26, verse 28, and Luke, chapter 22, verse 20. My soul is sorrowful even unto death. Matthew, chapter 26, verse 38. His sweat became as drops of blood trickling down upon the ground. Luke chapter 22, verse 44. He humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, even to the death of the cross. Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. Judas, dost thou betray the Son of Man with a kiss? Luke chapter 22, verse 48. They, holding Jesus, led him to Caiaphas. Matthew chapter 26, verse 57, Mark chapter 14, verse 53, and Luke chapter 22, verse 54. They led him away to Annas first. John chapter 18, verse 13. And Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas. John chapter 18, verse 24. One of the servants gave Jesus a blow. John chapter 18, verse 22. They blindfolded him and smote his face. Luke chapter 22, verse 64. Then they did spit in his face and buffeted him, and others struck his face with the palms of their hands. Matthew chapter 26, verse 27, Luke chapter 22, verse 63 and 64, and Mark chapter 14, verse 65. But he denied, "I know not this man." Mark chapter 14, verse 68 and 71, Matthew chapter 26, verse 70 and 72, Luke chapter 22, verse 57, and John chapter 18, verse 25. And they brought him bound and delivered him to Pontius Pilate. Matthew chapter 27, verse 2, Mark chapter 15, verse 1, Luke chapter 23, verse 1, and John chapter 18, verse 28. Pilate took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers, plaiting a crown of thorns, put it upon his head, and they gave him blows. John chapter 19, verse 1 to 3, and Mark chapter 15, verse 17. And stripping him, they put a scarlet cloak about him, and plaiting a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head, and a reed in his right hand. Matthew chapter 27, verses 28 and 29. And spitting upon him, they took a reed and struck his head. Matthew chapter 27, verse 30, and Mark chapter 15, verse 19. Who, when he was reviled, did not revile? When he suffered, he threatened not, but delivered himself to him that judged him unjustly. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. Luke chapter 23, verse 24. Then he released to them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him unto them to be crucified. Matthew chapter 27, verse 26, and Mark chapter 15, verse 15. Then therefore he delivered him to them for to be crucified. John chapter 19, verse 16. And he took the wood for the holocaust, and laid it upon Isaac his son. Genesis chapter 22, verse 6. And bearing his own cross, he went forth to that place which is called Calvary. John chapter 19, verse 17, and Mark chapter 15, verse 22. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, they crucified him there. Luke chapter 23, verse 33. I thirst. John chapter 19, verse 28. They gave him wine to drink, mingled with gall. Matthew chapter 27, verse 34. Mark chapter 15, verse 23. And they gave me gall for my food, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Psalms chapter 68, verse 22, Matthew chapter 27, verse 48, Mark chapter 15, verse 36, Luke chapter 23, verse 36, and John chapter 19, verse 29. And crucifying him, they divided his garments, casting lots upon them. Mark chapter 15, verse 24, Matthew chapter 27, verse 35, Luke chapter 23, verse 34, John chapter 19, verse 23, and Psalms chapter 21, verse 19. The author of life you killed. Acts chapter 3, verse 15. One of the soldiers with a spear opened his side. John chapter 19, verse 34. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. John chapter 20, verse 31. Question 70. On what day did Christ die? Christ died on Good Friday. It was the Parasceve of the Pasch. John chapter 19, verse 14, and 19, verse 31. It was the day of the Parasceve, and the Sabbath drew on. Luke chapter 23, verse 54, and Mark chapter 15, verse 42. And it was almost the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. Luke chapter 23, verse 44, Matthew chapter 27, verse 45, Mark chapter 15, verse 33. At the ninth hour, Jesus gave up the ghost. Mark chapter 15, verse 34 to 37, and Matthew chapter 26, verses 46 to 50. We will continue with the biblical treasury of the Catechism, compiled and arranged by Reverend Thomas Cox, on side B of this tape.